Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, I have the opportunity to welcome back to our program one of my favorite guests of all times, the talented, the famous, and the good-looking, Ed Marquardt is here. Welcome back, Ed.
Thank you. If only one of those is true, we'll be very happy.
Well, I think they are all true. It's a matter of you have been on the music scene in Rhode Island for many, many years. You're a longtime guest on Conducting Conversations. You are the director, conductor of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And we're going to talk about a program that you're going to be presenting on March 23rd, 7:30 at McVinney Auditorium. But let's start off with a little bit about you and how's things going. Things are keeping you busy?
Very well. Yes, busy as always. This is a very special concert for us, as you know. It features as soloists the winners of our collegiate competition. This was the 11th annual collegiate competition, which took place in your living room.
More or less,
at the Music Mansion in Providence. And we're delighted to showcase these young folks in two of our pieces. Martha Hellerman is soprano from Boston Conservatory. Teresa Murphy is from the College of the Holy Cross in Worcester. And our gentleman, David Rivera Bozon is a tenor, and John Watson is a baritone, both from New England Conservatory. And this fall, when these young folks auditioned, we had our highest number of entries ever. We had 34 auditionees on that Saturday.
Wow.
So that was fantastic for us.
34 people coming through the Music Mansion on that Saturday. What, do they each get like 30 seconds? I mean, that's quite a deal.
Well, we were there most of the day, as you know.
Right.
They each get to sing an aria or an art song, and the three judges have been with me for all 11 competitions.
Wow.
And the wonderful Michelle Beaton, a collaborative pianist, is on the faculty at BU, serves as the accompanist for these young people. And it's a big event for them, and this is their chance to debut with a professional orchestra, which ours is, and sing a major work with our choir.
Excellent. And that's going to take place at McVinney Auditorium. If you haven't been to McVinney Auditorium yet, you should check it out. It's a great place as far as creature comfort is concerned. Nice seating. There's no bad seat in the house. Easy to see and hear everything. So that's right in downtown Providence on Dave Gavitt Way. That's kind of, hard street to find, but it runs parallel to the Interstate 95 right above it, and it's part of the Cathedral Complex, so plenty of free parking, so check it out. And let's go back about some of the things that the chorale might have been doing recently. You've had a full program, and this is, unfortunately for a lot of us, your last year directing, correct?
It is. I think it's time somebody else reaps the benefit of these wonderful people, and I think it's always good for change to take place, and certainly after 32 years, a change is almost inevitable.
Well, 32 years seems like only yesterday, I'm sure, but you had a concert in November at McVinney, and then you have this one coming up March, and another one in June. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Great.
But that's your season, but you personally are involved with more than one group.
Right. I have the Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's, which is a church in Barrington, obviously. And we're in our second year. We have our last program of the season is April 8th. We did three last year. We're doing four this year. And these are mostly people who played for me at one time or another at Rhode Island College. They're about a third of the orchestra I have not worked with before these 2 years. And it's just wonderful. We pack the church at every concert, so it's always great to have a full house.
That is nice. That is nice. So, and you signed a 32-year contract there, right? So
yeah, right.
So we'll see how that goes. But let's get to the music that you provided for tonight that has to do with the show on March 23rd.
We open with Regina Caeli of Mozart. It's a wonderful work, and again, it features the chorus, the orchestra, and our four young soloists.
Thank you.
Well, Ed, you brought a lot of great music with you today that we'd like to share with the audience, and this next piece is fairly long, so why don't we get right to it, and we'll listen to as much as possible.
Very good. This is the Eclogue for Piano and Strings by the late Gerald Finzi, an English composer. It's one of my absolute favorite pieces of all time, and we're featuring our assistant conductor and pianist, Nicholas Rocha, as the soloist in this piece, in our performance, not on this recording.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra is the subject of tonight's program. Ed Marquard is here, the director of the music that is going to take place on March 23rd, 7:30 at McVinney Auditorium in beautiful downtown Providence. I'm Mike Mano and very pleased to have Ed with us. And hopefully, Ed, even though you're retiring, we'll be able to have you back in the future frequently.
Well, I'd love to. This is always a great treat for me.
And we'll talk about your other endeavors or whatever. But right now we're talking about the gifted young voices that will be coming to McVinney. This is the winners of your competition that was held, the 11th annual competition. And it's an amazing thing. A lot of work goes into something like this. I don't think people realize that, you know, that you don't just grab some violin players and a piano player and sit down and put on a concert like this, right?
That's absolutely true. We've been rehearsing now since mid-January, I suppose, for this concert with the chorale. And, you know, just to put on the competition is a major endeavor in and of itself. To get the word out, I suppose we send out probably 300 messages to voice teachers and
schools and schools so forth.
And, yeah, absolutely. It's open to all universities, colleges, and conservatories in all six New England states, which was new for us this year as well.
All six New England states.
Yes, right.
And,
well, you know, as usual, the Boston contingent is rather strong.
Well, sure. That's the, most of the music schools are of fame are located in Boston.
Although we did have several from Rhode Island, which I'm always grateful for. And this competition actually 11 years ago began for Rhode Island students only. Mm-hmm. Then we moved it to Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. And this year we raised the artist fee for these young people in included the other three New England states as well. So the pool was quite large, and I must say, very, very talented. Of course, I don't judge, but I'm hanging around listening and seeing what the caliber is, and it's really quite strong this year. I think it's the best we've ever had.
So now, what's the process? Does someone send in a recording in order to become one of those 30-something people that got to the Music Mansion?
No, they just send in the application. They have to be recommended by their teacher.
Okay.
So that's the filter that we use, is they have to be recommended by their teacher.
All right, great. All right, well, what kind of music are we going to next?
The next is really a unique piece for us, and I think for the region. We're doing the Rhode Island premiere of Robert Schumann's Requiem, Opus 148. It's never been done here before. It's a discovery that we've made, and it fits, I think, not only musically for us, but also for the four soloists. That's one of the challenges every year for this concert, is finding a piece that is palatable to an audience and a remarkable piece in and of itself, but also one which is able to utilize student soloists. In this case, all four of them are rather advanced, as you might imagine. But nonetheless, the challenge is finding a piece that works for us and for them.
Right.
And so we're going to listen to the first movement of this.
Thank you.
Beautiful music provided by the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra's Ed Marquardt, who's here today talking about the program on March 23rd, 7:30 p.m. at McVinney Auditorium, downtown Providence, right in the Cathedral Complex area. And if you'd like information about tickets, they are very, very reasonably priced. You can go to ricco.org. So very simple to remember, Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, ricco.org. Or you can even do it the old-fashioned way and call 401-521-5670. And it's going to be a wonderful concert, beautiful music.
Thank you. I think so. Okay. I chose it, so well, I guess I have to.
So now that's a question that a lot of people ask frequently, of someone that puts together a group like this. That's part of your job, right, to choose the music and figure out what's gonna suit everybody and what will be saleable as well as enjoyable.
It. Right. One must always, to my way of thinking, one keeps in mind several factors. One is the demographic of the audience, certainly. Mm-hmm. A second one is, are we educating people to the fine art of great music? And then third, is it appropriate for this particular ensemble to do? And then there's always the matter of how these pieces go together on a program, which can be sort of iffy on occasion when you start scouting around. But it's something that I really enjoy. I have an artistic committee that I run things by after I've made, I give them several choices.
Yeah.
Perhaps three programs for each. I mean, we do three concerts, and I may give them three programs, which doesn't mean they're set in stone by any means.
Right.
But they, they say, well, I like this one. I think this will sell, and that's where I look for their advice.
Right.
But it's a great deal of fun, and when you multiply 32 years and picking out three or four programs every year, it's a lot of programs.
A lot of programs, a lot of work, a lot of time spent.
A lot of music.
That's right. Well, speaking of music, we have one more we can fit in this segment. What do you have for
us? We have the second movement of the Schumann Requiem. It's Te Decet Imnus. We sing to thee a hymn.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
date to remember is March 23rd, 7:30 p.m., McVinnie Auditorium for the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, under the direction of Ed Marquardt, his final season as music director for the group. And we've been listening to some of the music that will be performed that evening. And as you mentioned, or you kind of touched on in the last segment, that it's a lot of work and there's rehearsals involved.
Yes, most assuredly.
It isn't just a matter of show up, pick up the music, and sing. And because the chorale itself is mostly made up of people that aren't making their living singing, correct?
Not only mostly, entirely made up of people who don't make their living. I always admire these folks, whether it be here or other community choruses around the country. They work hard all day, and then they love music so much they come to a rehearsal, and many occasions they get browbeaten by the conductor. We try to avoid that as much as possible.
So, you have a good cop that works with you?
No, I'm the good cop.
Oh, you're the good cop.
Yeah, I thought you knew that. And then comes concert week, and things get a little hectic. We have the orchestra on a Thursday night, typically, by itself. And then on Friday, I meet the soloist for the first time in the afternoon, and we have a piano rehearsal. And that goes for these young students as well. Mm-hmm. This is part of the professional training. You come in, you have a piano rehearsal in the afternoon. In the evening, we have a rehearsal with everybody, the chorus, the soloist, and the orchestra. And then Saturday is the concert. And that's the way we run it, whether it's the professional soloists or these young students who are now, they're getting paid, so they are professional soloists as well. And so we treat them as such, as we do any other soloists that perform with us.
Excellent. All right. We've been listening to some beautiful music that's going to be performed that night. What do you have for us next?
This is an absolutely gorgeous movement from the Schumann Requiem, Robert Schumann. The work was actually published posthumously, so he never got to see it in print during his lifetime. This is the Sanctus, the second last movement from this work.
Thank you.
Once again, one more time, I want to give the information about the concert being held on March 23rd, McVinnie Auditorium. And if you'd like tickets and or any information, you can go to the website ricco.org or call 401-521-5670. And it's always a pleasure to have you in studio, Ed, and talking about the upcoming performances. And I know we'll have you back at least one more time this spring, because there's another concert on June 1st featuring WCRI's own Joe Perillo.
That's correct.
Wow, that's a little bit of a stretch from what we've had in the past as far as the kind of music you normally present.
Well, this is a great piece by the late Dave Brubeck called The Gates of Justice. It was written after the death of Martin Luther King Jr. and Bobby Kennedy to try to pull together Jewish people and African American people who both suffered throughout their history and in this country as well, and to bring them together. The piece has as text words from the Hebrew prayer book, from the Old Testament, from Martin Luther King Jr., and by Dave Brubeck's wife, Iola, as well. And also on that program, it's scored for percussion, brass, and jazz piano trio, which is where our friend Joe comes in.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I saw him this week, and we had a great time working on this piece. As well, on the first half of the concert, we are delighted to have the Mixed Magic Theater's Exult Praise Choir to sing with us. They will do gospel music on the first half of the program.
Sounds like a great night. That's going to be in June, and so you can check that out on the website also. That's going to be at the Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston, or Cranston, if you're from there.
That's right. You need to have that Cranston nasal twang removed at some point.
All right. Well, once again, thanks for coming in, Ed. Pleasure to see you as always.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
We look forward to your return visit. We have one more piece of music. Tell us what this is going to be.
These are the last two movements of the Schumann Requiem, the Benedictus and the Agnus Dei.
All right. Well, it's a little bit lengthy, so we'll try to listen to as much as possible. And we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Yeah.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.